Okay, take a look at the handout that you have in front of you. I figured we'll use the props for this. There's about 11 stages that you have broken down the Magid stage section. Nine. And I did this last year. And the question is, which one of those stages do we fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzeiat Mitzrayim? So take a look for a minute on the handouts in front of you. It's broken down into 11 stages. Which one of those stages? So have you ever? Not that anyone here has ever played, went gambling before, but in roulette, sometimes you can put down two different chips. So I even allow you to put down two different chips. That means you have 2 out of 11 chances of getting it right. So what stage would you say is the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzeiat Mitzrayim? Which one of these is the mitzvah? I'll tell you why that's important, because the rest of it is just, introduction, is padding, is... So how many of you think Halachmania is the mitzvah of wearing me for the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzeiat Mitzrayim? No. Halachmania was probably said, it's in Aramaic, it was probably said before Pesach, for a couple weeks in shul, to invite guests to the table. Probably was added much later on. Number 2, Manishtana. So it can't be Manishtana, of course not. That's the questions. By the way, what's the function of Manishtana?
Pique the children's curiosity.
What does the Mishnah say? Who's it for? Anybody know? Which children?
For the boys.
Well, which boys?
The young Zerachem.
So it's only for the people who she'ena de'alisho. The Gemara says, everyone should ask the question. If you don't know a question, the father should teach him the following. Manishtana, la'alaza. But Manishtana isn't the goal. You should ask your own questions. You should ask your own questions in the Haggadah, not Manishtana necessarily. Okay, a lot to talk about, we're not going to. Number 3, Avadim Hayinu seems to be, and then what happens?
It goes into
Love on Aram. Well, hold on. It goes into Bnei Brak. Goes into all these people that sit up all night. What is that doing? What is number 3 doing? It's trying to prove that
everybody just told the story.
Everybody's obligated in Sipur Yitzeiat Mitzrayim. Even if we know the Kol Torah Kula, everyone's obligated in it. Skip. Number 4. What's the function of number 4? Number 4 says we are obligated to teach anybody. Doesn't matter what child they are, we have an obligation for all 4 different types of people, of kids. V'gayta l'bincha, we're obligated to learn, discuss. Number 5 is when? When do we do this? Yachom Rosh Chodesh? No. We do it when? When Matzah Maror Munach Lefanecha. The night of Pesach. Because, by the way, it doesn't say clearly in the Torah what night is Sipur Yitzeiat Mitzrayim. It's not so clear. We should also remember that not all of us come from great lineage. Mitchil Avodev Azarav Yovoteinu. Don't think that you're so chashuv, that you're so important, you're above everybody. You come also from an idolatrous background. Don't think you're so special. Number 6 is Vihi Shamda. What's Vihi? Vihi is the Brit. The Brit Ben Avtarim, the covenant, the eternal covenant of God and those people. That lasts forever. Finally, number 7, my friends, is where we for the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzeiat Mitzrayim. By number 7, most people are half asleep. The chicken soup is up too high. Uncle Dave is like, I'm done. Sorry. Uncle Billy. Sorry, is that too much to... He said it's true. Sometimes people forget the 4 questions. Of the Manishtana, they say, when are we eating? How much longer? Do we really have to eat all this? Do we have to say all this? And of course, we have to do this again tomorrow night, right? Those are sometimes the other 4 questions that people ask. Right? But the function of Tzeil Mad, and I think this is what's important, is that we fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzeiat Mitzrayim through reciting 3 psukim that the farmer used to recite when they would bring the bikurim, their first fruits, to Beit HaMikdash. And not only do we recite those psukim, we recite the Mitrashei Chazal in those psukim. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, why? Why these psukim? Well, Soloveitchik said, I'll tell you why. If you're a farmer and you worked extremely hard, you see the fruits of your labor, your first fruits, your bikurim. The theme of the Seder is Shevach Vodat to Hashem, of thanksgiving for what God bestowed upon all of us. It's a korban todah. That's right. Korban todah, the Thanksgiving offering, right? And by doing so, the farmer looks back in time and says, "When I woke up early and I worked hard and I planted and I tilled and I did, now I get to see the fruit of my labor. Finally, the bikurim." The farmer has a sense of looking back on history and appreciating the past, appreciating the present, and seeing the incredible future. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that persona of that farmer is the person that we're supposed to identify with the night of the Seder. We're supposed to be reflective of the past, be cognizant of the present, and realize what we're doing for the future. Why don't we read the psukim in Shmot Va'era Bo B'Shalach? Read the original psukim. The original psukim lack two components. One, historical perspective. When you read something live, you don't appreciate anything. It's live. You can't reflect on it. You're in the moment. Whereas the farmer can look back on Jewish history, back on time. We can look back on the past. We can see a much broader perspective of history. We're not focused just on the now. We have a much broader perspective of what happened. The farmer, at the end of Devarim, as the Chumash records, recites these psukim, God enslaved us, brought us here, we cried out to God, and now look what happened. And I finally, the fruits of my labor, it's the fulfillment of Brit Ben Avtarim, the fulfillment of all the promises to Avram, which took hundreds of years, thousands of years, the fulfillment finally takes place when I'm able to bring my first fruit, shows that what God promised Avraham hundreds, thousands of years later, is coming to fruition. And the other thing, which is, I think, vital, why do you need to read Midrashei Chazal? Just read the Pesukim. Explain Rav Soloveitchik as well. You have to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim through Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh is the dynamic between one generation to the next. It's not locked into a text like Torah Shabbal Ketav. Torah Shabbal Peh is dynamic. It's question, it's answer, it's Rebbe, it's Talmud, it's I don't understand, I want to understand, I'm trying to understand. It's a dynamic component of multi-generations. And we know that Torah Shabbal Peh is the tremendous layers of Jewish history and the depth and the masoret of the Jewish people. And the proof is not Shabbal Peh. So if you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim, needs to be done through the mechanism of Torah Shabbat, because that's the dynamic nature of what it means to be part of Am Yisrael. We quote Rashi. Rashi, it was 1,000 years ago, he sits at our table every time we learn. We read Abaye, we read about Rava, we read about Rebbe Yonasi and Rabbi Akiva. Take a look at the Haggadah. You're literally listing, you're quoting Psukim, you're talking about Moshe a little bit. Believe it or not, Moshe is actually mentioned once in the Haggadah. And you're quoting Rabbi Akiva, and you're quoting Yossi Aglili, and you're talking about Rabbi Yehanna. And you're reading the Piyutim. The beautiful piyutim that were added on later by the times of the Rishonim. And literally, it's a live sense of history. And by you dealing with Torah Shabbat Peh, you're part of that narrative. You're telling your children, telling your family, telling your parents, telling your grandparents, look, we are alive, we are dynamic, and we are still doing. We had the Seder, our parents had the Seder, our grandparents had the Seder. It's showing the vitality and the excitement of the Haggadah. It's true, it might be the very same text, but the dynamic and the personality and the excitement and the hakarta tov that we have, that's perhaps what makes it new and exciting every single time we sit around the Seder.